This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you start anything, when you start out on a path to anywhere, whether it be to learn something new, to create a business, to become more in shape, the first step, the first day, the first minute, you're excited. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to kick ass, right? And the next day comes and you're like, man, this is a little tougher. And then you take another step and another step. And maybe you get to Thursday or Friday and you're like, this is pretty hard, man. And then what happens is the enthusiasm from the beginning of the process starts to fade out.
You have a lot to offer. The fact that you're still here means that your business is not through yet. People don't do what they know in life, but what they do is they operate within the context of the vision they have of themselves.
No matter how big your dream is, make small, tiny steps ahead.
You must change what's possible for you. You, and only you, are the subject that impacts the burning desire in your imagination.
I'm talking about concrete commitment. I'm talking about the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because I think we all know in this room, character is not something that we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight and we got to build it.
Never, ever, ever give up. You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams.
So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it.
It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process.
The earlier you get in the game and get on track, the better life you're gonna have.
It's you. You got to make that happen.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A. I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want. One of my favorite books is The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho. And that's just, I just believe that. I believe that I can create whatever I want to create.
Pain is not your enemy. Pain is your servant. And pain is telling you that there's a problem here and you need to get it fixed. You need to drag it out of the dark and you need to deal with this and you have to decide enough is enough. It's time for a new direction. It's time to say that's it. Turn to somebody and say that's it. Passivity is a spirit and it'll kill you. It'll kill your relationships. It'll kill your home. It'll kill your marriage. If we just sit back and do nothing, it'll kill you.
There's a redemptive power that making a choice has, you know, rather than feeling like you're at effect to all the things that are happening. Make a choice. Like, you just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way.
Most people dabble in a million things, they master nothing, and they wonder why they're unfulfilled. In people's lives, there's only maybe half dozen, seven, eight categories that really matter. Most people, you know, they major in minor things. They focus on stuff that doesn't matter. They know more about this celebrity going in and out of rehab than they do about their own personal development. So if I had no other message to offer your viewers, and you let me give it to them right now, please. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe our lives are controlled by one force.
Your brain is divided into two halves. Each half of your brain has millions of factory workers on each side. At the forefront of each one of those factories is a foreman positive and you got foreman negative. You're the boss of the factory. You wake up in the morning and you say, man, I don't feel myself today. Foreman negative hears that. He said, hey, the boss just woke up and said he's having a bad day today. Let's get to work. And your day starts tumbling into what you ordered. You could wake up in the morning and you say, you know what? Today is going to be a great day today. Man, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Foreman positive turns around and goes, Steve's having a great day today. He's expecting some wonderful things to happen. And man, let's get it going. And they start manufacturing thoughts. You have got to change the way you think. It is the whole determining factor of where you go in life.
This is the truth, is that so many of us say that we want to change, but many of us are unwilling to pay the price to change. And really, all of change comes from not focusing on what you can't control. It comes from focusing on what you can control. All of change has a price tag attached to it. That today, each and every one of us, we have to count the cost. Do we actually want to change? Are we willing to pay the price for change?
Winter comes after fall. Night comes after day. Difficulty follows opportunity. Recession always comes after expansion. It's been the rhythm of life for the last 6,000 years of recorded history. So the winters are going to come. The winter of sickness, the winter of disappointment, the winter of devastation, social winters, economic winters, personal winters when your heart is smashed in 1,000 pieces and the nights are unusually long. It's simply called winter time. But the winters are inevitable. So it has been for the last 6,500 years recorded history. You say, well, Mr. Owen, what can I do about the winters of life?
The most important decision you can make above any on the face of the earth is deciding that no matter what happens in your life, no matter what happens, you're going to live in a beautiful state. Life is short. We don't know how short it's going to be. But if you only had a week to live, I bet you wouldn't allow yourself to suffer over a little crap that makes you crazy normally. I think you would probably spend time with those you love. You would do what you love. You'd take on a sunset. You'd smell the air. You would take in everything in those final moments that you possibly do. So my thing is, why wait?
Right.
Why wait? Why not just decide that if I start to suffer, I know the solution, because suffering is me obsessing about me. You might say, it's not me. I'm worried about my kids because they're not doing well. No, you're worried that you haven't done enough for your kids. It's about you still, right?
Yes.
You know, you're worried about what was done or what you should have done or what shouldn't have done. And you can end that in an instant by becoming aware of it and saying, I have made the most important decision of all.
Right.
I'm going to live in a beautiful state.
You know, there are many influences on us. One is the influence of the past. Some people are always pulled back by the past. Some people are always pulled aside by the distractions. But here's what's powerful. If you have a list of high purpose in your life, it pulls you toward the future. And the more powerful the purpose is, the stronger it pulls. And here's the other great advantage if you have purpose for the future. It pulls you through all kinds of challenges and all kinds of difficulties. If you don't have these strong purposes for the future, it's easy to get swallowed by a bad day. It's easy to be almost annihilated by a poor month. And it's easy sometimes to almost disappear beneath the waves of a year that goes backwards if you don't have something to pull you beyond that year. So if you want something to pull you through all kinds of challenges, all kinds of difficulties, and things that come at you, you got to have something on out there, beyond today, beyond next week, beyond next month, beyond this year, that pulls you into the future. And the clearer it is, the stronger it pulls. The more dynamic it is, the more it affects your life, your spirit, your heart, your soul. It also creates imagination. It gets your mind working on how to achieve that purpose. And if your mind will work, and if your heart works, and if your spirit works, and if you have good input, like good ideas, I'm telling you, there isn't anything you can't accomplish.
Until you're willing to plead to make your dream become a reality, your dream will be just that, a dream. See, so many people talk and talk and talk, but very few walk and walk and walk and turn their walk into a jog, and their jog into a sprint, which is okay. But the problem is, they resent those of us who made the choice to put ourselves in position to hoist the banners. They resent those of us who made the choice to keep pushing, even when our skin got a little moist, because we understood that that moisture, aka sweat, would eventually build and build, and all of that sweat equity would allow us to never sweat or worry about struggle. That sweat equity would allow us to never sweat, worry, or stress, because winners like us chose to bury all of our fears. Winners like us chose to bury all of our doubts, all of our indiscretions, and we took all of our life lessons and refurbished, repackaged, recreated, and reused all of the pain, all of the hurt, all of the failure, all of the setbacks, and turned them into getbacks. And that's why we continuously get back up, and we'll always get back up. When life pops up and pops us in the mouth, we may drop and we may go down, but it's never for the count. You can bet your bottom dollar that you can count on winners like us to always come through in the clutch.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams, that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.